This is Sean with Voices of Saint Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking to Neil. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Roddick.
Roddick. And you're around my age. What year were you born?
I was born at the end of 1979, so just barely alive in time to claim that I was on the earth when the U.S. beat the Russians in hockey.
Okay, so you've already told me one thing I would just want to touch off of on at the gate, that you were instrumental in helping essentially a scholarship program for kids that are close to Catholic schools, for them to be able to utilize city or state funds. If you could just touch on that just for a second.
Sure. So in 2011, the Indiana legislature passed what is known as the Choice Scholarship Program, more regularly known as the School Voucher Program. And so that was passed in April of 2011 by the legislature. And I was working at the Department of Education at the time and was tasked with getting that program off the ground and having it ready for the 11-12 school year. So there quite a bit happened in a short period of time.
And now how much funding is going through to help a year?
It's in the hundreds of millions. I want to say it was about $170 million last year, give or take, statewide.
That's beautiful. So the inner city can, or whatever, you know, the families that want to have their kids get a Catholic education, they can have a little bit of help and get it done. That's pretty great.
And they've done a significant expansion this year to the income eligibility as well. So the program started out as being targeted at the lower income and working class, and now extends well into the middle class as well.
That's great. So where did you go to grade school and high school?
I went to a tiny little Catholic grade school in the suburbs of Cleveland, Ohio, and then went to a secular, thank you, sir, may I have another, prep school, and then did my undergrad at Notre Dame, and got a master's at Johns Hopkins a few years after that.
And what was that focus in?
Well, the master's was in government. The undergrad was a government major and theology minor. So bullshitter with a conscience is what I always tell people.
That's funny. So what was the path to St. Joan of Arc?
Well, the path to St. Joan of Arc was a jagged one. I spent my 20s in D.C. and then moved to Indianapolis in 2009. And had made the mistake in my D.C. years of just going to whatever Catholic parish was closest, and it was convenient, but it wasn't very healthy spiritually. And so my first few years in Indianapolis, attended to Common Ground, which is a non-denominational church across the street from St. Thomas Aquinas. Wonderful experience. Still have a lot of good friends there, but ultimately just the seasons of life were changing, and it wasn't an aha moment from St. Joan of Arc, but just kind of over time, the occasional visits became a bit more regular. So,
all right. And so what type of things have you gotten involved with and helping out with the church or the church community or the school?
Yeah, French Market, keeping the grounds just tidied up. I've done some St. Vincent de Paul stuff over the years, although my back muscles have started to catch up on me, so not quite as much on that anymore. And frankly, just sort of being a canary in the coal mine when I see something that doesn't sound quite right.
Okay. So what are some of the ideas or things that you think would be good for moving forward with the church, and also some things that could be implemented in the community?
Well, I think that St. Joan of Arc, as Father Guy has noted on many occasions, it is a big and diverse parish. As someone who has been there long enough, but not for a lifetime, there are times that I struggle to understand, you know, what are those core, you know, three or four or five things that the parish really, really cares about. I know that the school is one of those. But in terms of what is it that St. Joan of Arc wants to be known for, if you're somebody who's showing up and new to the parish and you're not quite sure where to plug in and you don't want to be taking something on by yourself and having it all fall on your shoulders, what is something that's easy enough to gravitate into, to latch onto and just kind of, you know, build your involvement as you go? Obviously, there's French Market, but French Market is a very finite, weekend of the year, you know, Angel Tree a few weeks before Christmas, but what is the long-term priority in terms of outward looking things that we want to invest in? And I don't know the answer to that, and I hope that it's something that we take a look at as we have this transition to Father Joe and be thinking about, you know, what does the next 100 years look like.
So what would be a couple programs that currently happen at the church that you see are of good value, and just what would be an idea, maybe something that could engage the community?
Well, so let me first say that, again, I think that whatever we decide to focus on, it's got to be a finite list, right? If it's longer than a few things, then we just end up where everybody has their own favorite and nobody wants to say no, and we just end up back in an Articles of Confederation type of context. But I would say that, you know, having a background in education and thinking about the expertise that we have within St. Joan of Arc School, you know, there's really nothing more impactful that can be done to change the arc of a child's life than to help that child learn how to read. You know, whether you're talking about incarceration or dependence on public benefit programs or the need to visit, you know, the food pantries or any of these other things, if we can help a child learn how to read, you've effectively saved that child's life. And so that's something that really just jumps out. I mean, we did, frankly, a lot of fairly partisan things when I was at the Department of Education, but that focus on teaching children to read was one of the few things that had support from the most conservative person you'd ever met to even the African-American legislator who, longtime legislator from Gary, Senator Earlene Rogers. And so I think in terms of just impact, that can really be something to marinate on and think about, again, especially given the in-house expertise that we have at the school that could potentially, you know, train some of us who are willing to volunteer but just need a little bit of expertise in terms of how to work with kids and what to be focusing on.
So how would you select the kids? What would be the kind of parameters for that? Is it geographic or is it economic or is it they're involved in groups in the community or...?
Just if they're within the zip code of St. John, whatever the geographic area is, I mean, you have to have some idea of how many willing volunteers you have. But I think you just frame it in such a way that says if you live within 500 yards or, you know, within the same zip code as the parish proper and you are struggling to read, we will find somebody to help you, and we will do everything we can to, no matter your race or your religion or your income status, we want to try and help make an impact in our community to move the needle on that.
Well, and you know, in that fact, you're relying on the educators that really know how to teach people, you know, the reading concept. But what if also there was people within the church that had particular specializations in different trades and could have, you know,
for sure,
different things in an evening or whatnot. I'm sure that there's some people in the parish that would like to showcase their talent and whatever trades or creative ways that they could do that.
For sure. I mean, because let's be realistic, right? On the adult side of things, just given the demands and the burdens that they have in their life, there are folks that go back to college as adults, but that's typically to take a course here and there. And so I think realistically, to really move the needle, I mean, there is this gaping gap in the skilled trades as the baby boomers retire. And so somewhere in that realm of that magical 3 to 5, is there a piece to say, you know, let's try to move the needle for somebody who has had a little bit of bad luck in their professional journey, but wants to dive in and really learn a trade. There's going to be a new revolving loan fund with federal money that was passed in the state budget. I think it was $75 million worth of to help adults get meaningful credentials that lead to good jobs. And so is there an opportunity there to help adults on that side of things as well? So Yeah, a perfectly good and appropriate conversation to have to parallel what we might be wanting to do as a parish on the early elementary middle grade side of things.
I think if you did, you know, an easy input form and had notated what would you want to help educate the community with, and then have everybody input that like their own little survey, that would be a pretty easy way to be able to find out who wants to help in what areas, and then you kind of know your army from there.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's multiple ways to go about it, and I don't pretend to have all the answers. I think it just, again, at the end of the day, it's so important that whatever those three or four or five things are, that we stay focused on that and utilize the different talents we have within the community, but that it not turn into something where those three or four or five are now 8 or 9 or 10 things and we're right back where we started.
Sure. So what are some of your just favorite moments, and not what you're involved with, but could be a Christmas Eve situation, or it could be working together with somebody else, volunteering on a project. But what are some of your favorite moments, and who would you like to mention that you'd like to give some appreciation to?
That's a great question. So, you know, St. Joan of Arc is, our golf outing has been a fairly modest affair. I mean, there's not a ton of folks, to my knowledge, at least in the parish, who play regularly. But there was a year that we were doing a joint outing with St. Thomas over at Pleasant Run, and the sky just let loose, and it turned into just a rainy day where we were more swimming around the golf course than we were walking and driving a cart. But it turned into a wonderful day, and there guys like Joel Wentworth and Joe Ravelli and Barry Pichars and a few others, and we just kind of made lemonade out of lemons, and it made for a wonderful morning of fellowship. And certainly times cleaning up at the French Market when it's late and we're tired and everyone's muscles hurt, and lo and behold, there's a couple half-empty bottles of wine, and so you just kind of sit back and have a little beverage and talk about life, and that your body might be tired, but your soul is strengthened and renewed.
Okay. So what's the most important you think about faith and in your own life, and how do you see St. Joan of Arc help motivate that, or help, you know, kind of sculpt that?
So that's a great question. I mean, Father Guy, I think, was very much the teacher, right, that he appeals to your brain. My early indications is that Father Joe Newton is more of the type that will appeal to the heart, even though he's incredibly smart. It's pretty obvious. But I think, you know, I'll steal a page from the rhythms of the Protestants on this, and it's part of Catholic lineage too, but I think that fundamentally faith is a relationship, and it's like any relationship, that if you put the work in terms of prayer time, in terms of accountability, in terms of scripture study, it'll be there for you when you need it. And if you treat that relationship like I'll do it when I get around to it, you're going to make for a harder road for yourself in life. And so I don't necessarily think that's specific to St. Joan of Arc, but certainly has been my experience with things.
Okay. Well, is there anything you'd like to add in general about the church, or any other ideas that you might have before I close this out?
Nope.
All right. Well, just stand the line, and I hope that we can kind of expand on this whole concept of getting the ideas from the people of what could be good moving forward, and who's going to be able to help in those situations. I think it's a great way to really plan the future and get people engaged.
Sounds good.
All right. Stand the line.